A federal appeals court has ruled that an internet service provider can read subscribers' email. The court said the company, Interlock, did not violate federal wiretap laws when it looked at customers' messages. Privacy advocates are worried about the ruling, and joining us to explain the court's decision is NPR's Larry Abramson. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Andrea.
Larry, why was this company called Interlock reading people's emails?
Interlock provides lists of out-of-print books, and they also offer an email service to their customers. A vice president of this company named Bradford Councilman told employees that they should intercept messages from Amazon.com, which also sells books. The idea, according to the government, is that they wanted to peek at those messages so they could get a competitive advantage. Basically, if somebody wants something from Amazon, maybe Interlock would say, well, we have a better deal on that. Prosecutors said you can't do that. Email is protected. But councilman's attorneys argued that the emails weren't protected because federal wiretap law basically protects emails while they're in transit, makes it very difficult to look at them while emails or phone conversations are moving. Councilman said, well, these things were stored in a form of memory on my computer. So the law you try to apply to this doesn't apply, and I shouldn't be prosecuted.
So they're drawing a distinction between the email zipping through the wires and the email sitting on the service provider's server.
Right. That sounds like a fine distinction, but in fact, it's very important for wiretap experts because most of the time, all you need is a subpoena to get a stored document. Say you have a letter or a book in your possession. I just need a subpoena or a search warrant to go grab hold of this, and those are relatively easy to get. If I want to listen to you talking to your mom over the telephone live, I have to get what's called a Title III wiretap order. Very hard to get. There's supposed to be a high expectation of privacy, as you would expect for a phone conversation with your mother. And so most of the time, those conversations are highly protected. This decision basically says, well, when we're talking about email, it's really more appropriate to view them as stored documents, not as phone conversations.
So are email service providers likely to use this decision to snoop?
Well, not really, not right away. Most email service providers want to have a reputation of being privacy friendly. They know most internet users want to have their privacy protected. However, there are services such as Gmail, a new service that's in testing by Google, that actually reads your emails electronically, serves up ads to you based on that. Google has said, well, we're warning our consumers about this, so we're not violating their privacy. Some privacy advocates have said this is a violation of privacy. It may even be a violation of wiretap laws because the company is peeking at a private conversation. This decision could sort of tip the balance in the direction of saying, no, these aren't protected. They're kind of the property of the email provider or they have some sort of power over them. And so it's okay. And that's why privacy advocates are very worried about this decision. We'll have to see whether the Justice Department appeals and just what the government or private enterprise would do with a decision like this.
Okay, NPR's Larry Abramson, thank you very much.
Thank you.